Thank you and good morning to you all. For me, as Frontex Director of Operations Division, it is a pleasure to be here, to be yesterday and today in Slovenia, and to see and to talk with the Slovenian authorities how the police works and how the police cooperation is going on. Yes? Yeah.
Najlepša hvala in dobro jutro sem skupaj. Zame je veliko zadovoljstvo, da sem lahko prišla sem in si kot direktor za operativne dejavnosti pri Frontexu in da sem si lahko včeraj, pa tudi še danes v Sloveniji sam ogledal oziroma se tudi z slovenskimi organi pogovarjal konkretno, kako policijsko delo tukaj poteka in tudi kako policijsko sodelovanje zares poteka.
I think gospodin Gasperlin has explained already the key elements of the joint operation Neptune, not yet okay, but he has explained why we are here and the framework that brings us together, and I may use the opportunity to give some remarks from Frontex side.
Zvedel sem, da še gospod Gašperlin ni popolnoma, se še ni dotaknil, ni razložil ključnih elementov skupne operacije Neptun. Je pa razložil grobem, zakaj smo tukaj, v kakšnem okviru sodelujemo in kaj nas združuje. Jaz bi pa zdaj rad izkoristil tole priložnost in še sam z stališča Frontexa z naše strani dele stvari nekoliko pojasnil.
Two days ago the Slovenian police has launched the second operational phase of a joint operation Neptune, and this was together with activities also in the neighbored country Hungary.
Pred dvema dnevoma je slovenska policija začela drugo fazo skupne operacije Neptun. Hkrati pa dejavnosti znotraj te operacije potekajo tudi na Madžarskem.
And this second phase is going 2 weeks until end of May, and the objective of the joint operation is to enhance the border control and within to focus on detection of forged documents, on stolen cars, on illegal overstayers or on persons try illegally to enter European Union territory, for example, hidden in vehicles.
Druga faza te operacije bo trajala 2 tedna, se pravi do konca meseca maja. Glavni cilj te operacije je pa okrepiti mejno kontrolo s posebnim poudarkom na odkrivanju ponarejenih dokumentov, ukradenih vozil in pa tudi na odkrivanju nezakonitih migrantov, ki bodo se poskušajo vstopiti v Evropsko unijo ali pa tistih, ki so dovoljeno bivanje v Evropski uniji prekoračili.
Why is it a joint operation? Frontex coordinate joint activities and the deployment of officers of European Union member states, and for example here in Slovenia during the second phase of this operation 15 officers from EU member states are deployed at 4 major border crossing points.
Zakaj skupna operacija? Frontex koordinira, usklajuje dejavnosti, skupne dejavnosti članic Evropske unije in tudi na poti oziroma države članice napotijo policiste, kot v tem primeru, iz posameznih držav Evropske unije. V tem konkretnem primeru recimo je zdaj v Sloveniji 15 policistov iz držav članic Evropske unije.
Yeah. It was already mentioned from which countries these officers come. In Hungary, in the parallel phase, 17 officers from EU member states are deployed. And in both countries, we have also the coordinated cooperation with the neighbors that are not EU member states. Here in Slovenia, we have 4 officers from the Croatian police deployed on each of these mentioned 4 border crossing points. In Hungary we have 2 Serbian police officers involved in the joint operations, and I will come back later to this cooperation with the non-EU countries.
Države, iz katerih tile policisti prihajajo, je omenil že gospod Gašperlin, tudi na Mačarskem, kjer istočasno poteka ta operacija, so policisti, je 17 policistov iz držav članic Evropske unije. Poteka pa tudi sodelovanje, kot je bilo že tudi omenjeno, sosednjimi državami, ki pa še niso države članice Evropske unije. Tako smo slišali, da so bili tukaj 4 policisti iz Hrvaške, ki so bili na 4 mejnih prehodih, kjer se ta operacija odvija. In tudi na Mačarskem gostujeta 2 policista iz Srbije.
Frontex is acting tasked by the European Union member states. And why are we doing this? Let me use the opportunity to speak a few words about our mandate.
Frontex deluje za držav, oziroma v imenu držav članic Evropske unije. In zakaj to počnemo? Zdaj bi mogoče nekoliko besed spregovorilo o našem poslanstvu, o mandatu, ki ga imamo.
Frontex mandate is to coordinate the operational cooperation of the EU member states and the Schengen associated countries in order to strengthen border security at the external borders of the members of the European Union.
Poslanstvo oziroma naloga Frontexa je usklajevati operativno sodelovanje držav članic Evropske unije in pridruženih članic Schengena, in sicer z namenom okrepiti varnost na zunanjih mejah držav članic Evropske unije.
Frontex is a coordinator, a supporter. Frontex assists the member states to implement and to carry out border security activities.
Sam Frontex je v bistvu nek koordinator, podpira države članice in jim pomaga pri izvajanju dejavnosti varovanja meja.
We are doing this based on risk analysis, as it was mentioned, and we are doing this first as an operational cooperation, like here, like in Neptune. We are doing this in supporting training activities, supporting structural developments, for example, the development of a focal point offices network. We have here one example for a focal point office. And we are doing this as a key player to implement the European concept of integrated border management.
Naše delo opravljamo na podlagi opravljenih analiz tveganja. In sicer kaj oblike našega dela ali sodelovanja so prve, recimo, operativno sodelovanje, in primer takega operativnega sodelovanja je skupna operacija Neptun, ki se zdaj odvija tukaj. Podpiramo tudi usposabljanje pač policistov v državah članicah. Potem skušamo tudi spodbujati ali pa razvoj mreže tako imenovanih kontaktnih uradov, in eden izmed njih se prav tako nahaja tukaj na tem mejnem prehodu. In pa je pa tudi, Frontex je pa tudi nekako eden oziroma glavni akter pri izvajanju integrirane politike Evropske unije za varovanje.
Yeah. And to do this, Frontex is following, or Frontex is aiming four goals. These four goals are awareness, response, interoperability, and performance. And the day today is a good example to explain Frontex's role by picking up activities related to these four goals.
Frontex si prizadeva za štiri cilje. Prvi je zavest, zavedanje, drugi je odziv, odzivnost na nek problem, interoperabilnost in pa zadnje je pa nekako storilnost, se pravi izvajanje nalog. In danes mogoče lahko nekako to skupno operacijo opredelimo na podlagi teh štirih ciljev.
Awareness means to know threats in kinds of transborder criminality, threats in kinds of migration pressure towards the European Union. And we can easily understand that working together and exchanging information on a regular basis, having a network for exchange of information, and the risk analysis is the core activity to ensure awareness.
Če pojasnim, kaj pomeni, kot sem prej rekel, zavest, zavedanje problemov, zelo, zelo pomembno je poznati grožnje in bolje spoznati demigracijske pritiske proti Evropski uniji. In to lahko dosežemo samo s sodelovanjem, skupnim delom in pa predvsem z izmenjavo informacij in z izgradnjo mreže za izmenjavo informacij ter z izdelovanjem analiz tveganja. In to je tista ključna dejavnost, na kateri potem lahko temelji delovanje.
Response is the answer by law enforcement authorities. Response is how to counteract in the fight illegal migration, in the fight transborder crime, in the fight organized crime. And we can easily understand that bringing together officers from different European Union countries and working together with officers from neighboring countries will improve the ability, will improve the understanding, will share the experience in order even better to perform border security activities and to carry out border police tasks.
Drugi cilj, ki sem ga omenil, je bil odziv, odzivnost, in to gre v bistvu za odziv oziroma za odgovor policiji oziroma varnostnih organov, kako se oni spopadajo s problemi, ki smo jih predhodno ugotovili, se pravi s problemi nezakonitih migracij, organiziranega kriminala, nezakonitega prevažanja čez mejo. In tudi tukaj je jasen odgovor, kako lahko to dosežemo, in sicer z sodelovanjem svet različnih policistov iz različnih držav Evropske unije in da z njihovim skupnim delom, kar lahko na ta način lahko potem povečamo sposobnost policije, da se sooča in spopada s temi problemi in tudi večje razumevanje teh problemov ter potem posledično boljše delovanje in boljše policijsko delo na meji.
Under the goal of interoperability, Frontex supports and Frontex tries to enlarge the cooperation with states, with countries that are not members of the European Union. Until now, Frontex has working arrangements with 10 of the such third countries with such non-European Union member states.
Pod interoperabilnostjo sem prej mislil Frontexovo podporo, ali Frontexovo sodelovanje z državami, ki niso članice Evropske unije. In trenutno ima Frontex te delovne dogovore oziroma delovne operativne sporazume z 10 takimi državami nečlanicami.
Croatia was the first country in the Western Balkan region with Frontex signed a working arrangement in April 2008. In the meanwhile, and just before, we had some working arrangement with other countries, for example in the eastern part of Europe, with Russia, with Moldova, with Georgia. Now we have covered nearly all countries in the Balkan regions, such are Serbia, Albania, Bosnia-Herzegovina. In a couple of weeks will be signed the working arrangement with Montenegro. It has been signed a working arrangement with the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. So also this regional focus shows what importance the border security cooperation in the Western Balkans region has, what importance it has for Frontex.
Hrvaška je bila prva država, s katero je Frontex podpisal ta kooperativni sporazum, in sicer to je bilo aprila leta 2008. Potem smo podpisali te, oziroma smo začeli sodelovati tudi z Rusijo, Moldavijo, Gruzijo. Zdaj so pokrite že v bistvu skoraj vse balkanske države, Srbija, Albanija, Bosna in Hercegovina. Čez teden ali dva bo tak sporazum podpisan tudi s Črno Goro, z Makedonijo je že podpisan. In mislim, da to regionalno sodelovanje, pa poudarek na tem regionalnem sodelovanju kaže na pomen, ki ga Frontex pripisuje sodelovanju pri varovanju meje v balkanski regiji.
The elements of this cooperation with countries that are not member states of the European Union are basically spoken the following. We have an interest to enlarge the cooperation with neighbored country, like Croatia, neighbored country to the European Union. We have an interest to enlarge cooperation or to establish cooperation with countries that are countries of origin in terms of illegal migration, that are or that are important transit countries in terms of illegal migration. These are the countries which Frontex tries to establish working arrangement, supplementary to bilateral cooperation agreements that European Union member states establish with such countries.
Države, s katerimi si Frontex želi podpisati te sporazume oziroma povečati sodelovanje z njimi oziroma sploh začeti sodelovati z njimi, so bodi si države, ki mejijo na Evropsko unijo, bodi si pa gre za države, ki so države izvora za nezakonitih migracij ali pa tranzitne države. In s temi dogovori bi v bistvu radi nekako nadgradili ali pa dodali to že tistim bilateralnim sporazumom, ki jih imajo države članice Evropske unije s temi državami že podpisane.
And the establishment of such cooperation through formal agreements covering the areas of information exchange, risk analysis, operational activities, training activities, the establishment of such cooperation should not be visible on high level. It should be tangible and understandable and carried out on working level, on border crossing point, like we have it here.
In to sodelovanje, ki zajema recimo izmenjavo informacij, analize tveganja in pa dejavnosti povezane tako z operativo kot tudi z usposabljanjem, bi morale biti najbolj prisotne oziroma najbolj očitne ne na nekem formalnem, uradnem, visokem nivoju, ampak predvsem na terenu oziroma na delovnem, operativnem nivoju, kot je recimo primer tukaj na mejnih prehodih.
Two main values are tangible by carrying out or by implementing a joint operation. The first is that EU member states, border guard officers or border police officers share their experience, motivate themselves even better to perform their tasks by implementing the community European border law, by implementing the effective border security measures, and by sharing the experience, by working together in the interest of Europe at its external borders.
Osnovne ali temeljne vrednote, ki so zelo mogoče opazne pri teh skupnih operacijah, so, da policisti ali pripadniki mejnih policij oziroma mejnih straž držav članic Evropske unije se lahko izmenjujejo izkušnje oziroma skupaj sodelujejo, pri čemer tudi potem postanejo bolj motivirani za delo na mejah in pri varovanju meje in tako izvajajo zakonodajo Evropske unije v zvezi z varovanjem, v zvezi z mejami in pa posamezne ukrepe glede varovanja meja in tako delujejo v širšem evropskem interesu to posovanje meje.
The second value again refers to the involvement of neighboring non-EU countries. Officers deployed, for example, from the neighboring country Croatia, deployed to the border crossing point here in Slovenia, means that there is a direct looking on the performance of the other officers, a getting involved in the daily practice and daily routine, a better understanding why European Union border authorities are doing this in this way or in that way. What does it mean to have a guarantee for the Schengen free movement, to have a guarantee on EU external borders? So exchange of information to establish personal contacts, to establish a better understanding from the neighbored country point of view. This is the second value, and it is useful for a country like Croatia. This is an EU membership candidate, but it's also useful for other countries in the region like Serbia. It was just achievable that Serbian officers has been invited to have an observer role at the second phase of Neptune at the border to Hungary. So this value, which is a common value, a value for the national police, a value for the region, and a value for Europe, this makes it useful to have this kind of Frontex coordinated cooperation. Thank you.
Druga vrednota pa je vrednota, ki je pomembna tako za nacionalne policije, za regijo in za Evropo. Gre pa za vključenost, kot smo že omenili, vključenost policistov za držav, ki niso članice Evropske unije, ker na ta način si lahko neposredno izmenjujejo informacije, lahko pridobijo pomembne osebne kontakte. In pa dobijo boljši pogled ali pa boljše razumevanje o tem, kako delo na mejnih prehodih v Evropski uniji in pri varovanju meje dejansko poteka. In to je recimo primer, ki ga imamo tukaj z sodelovanjem hrvaških policistov, ki so potem neposredno vključeni delo in si ga, kot smo rekli, lahko dobijo bolj, boljše razumevanje tega dela. Podobno je pa to, Hrvaška je, pa, je tudi kandidatka za članstvo, ampak podobno se dogaja tudi z drugimi državami, kot smo rekli, vključenost srbskih policistov v to isto operacijo Neptun na Mačarskem.